Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been a week now since President Trump revealed on Twitter that he tested positive for the coronavirus. All the while, he sought to project toughness and strength in the face of the diagnosis. But details about his condition have been hard to come by. As WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports now, presidents past, including John F. Kennedy, have historically been reluctant to show any weakness when facing health scares, in part because they often present themselves as beacons of masculine vigor.
Roughly 48 hours before his positive test, President Trump was on a debate stage mocking Democratic rival Joe Biden for being vigilant about facial coverings.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
That right there was a masculinity contest.
Valerie Sperling is a political scientist at Clark University who's authored several books related to gender.
Trump was ridiculing Biden, basically saying that Biden is weak and fearful compared to himself.
Sperling notes Trump has tried hard over the years to cultivate a reputation for physical prowess. This is a president who once assured voters in a different debate that there is, quote, no problem with the size of his male anatomy. And the doctor who wrote a letter vouching for Trump's health in the last election later said the candidate told him to say things like, his strength and stamina are extraordinary.
Trump's supporters are really invested in his appearance of masculinity. And this was true after the diagnosis, too.
The president was quickly hospitalized after being diagnosed with COVID-19, but he claimed in a social media video that his transfer to Walter Reed Medical Center was not a bad sign, but rather a take-charge move that would keep him, in his words, out front. It's unclear how staying in a hospital for 4 days kept the president more engaged than he would have been in the White House. It was also unclear when Trump was admitted to Walter Reed how severely COVID-19 was hampering his breathing. Listen carefully to the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, taking questions from reporters the next morning.
He has not received any supplemental oxygen?
He's not on oxygen right now, that's right.
He has not received any at all?
He's not needed this morning today at all, that's right.
Asked repeatedly whether the president had required oxygen at any point, Conley dodged and said Trump hadn't needed any recently. To historian David Woolner, the evasiveness of Trump's doctor recalled the kinds of statements President Franklin Roosevelt's doctor used to issue when health questions came up, as they did in the 1944 campaign.
His physician, the Surgeon General, Dr. McIntyre, said Roosevelt was in fine health for, quote, a man of his age, which was kind of a, you know, less than complete answer, shall we say.
Roosevelt was 62 at the time and suffering from congestive heart failure, as Woolner chronicles in his book, The Last 100 Days, FDR at War and at Peace. The doctor's evaluation was arguably true in the strictest sense, since Roosevelt had already surpassed the life expectancy of someone born when he was. But it further obscured the medical status of a president who had spent his career concealing mobility limitations caused by polio. Woolner says other presidents also have worked to keep the extent of their ailments out of the public eye, in part because they had images to maintain.
Well, of course, President Kennedy had some serious health issues and very difficult trouble with his back and lots of pain medications. And of course, as we know, President Reagan started to suffer from early forms of dementia later on in his presidency.
And he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's several years after leaving office. These were men with money, power, movie star looks, and charm to match. Medical problems didn't fit the picture.
Part of a particular masculine identity is, you know, that you're tough, that you don't get sick.
Tom Nichols is a national security professor at the U.S. Naval War College, who has written about masculinity and the presidency. He says concerns about a president's health can be overblown. It is a desk job, after all. And sharing too much information could make the United States appear vulnerable to adversaries.
But when the entire country is suffering from a pandemic and over 200,000 people are dead, and then the president contracts this disease, people, of course, want to know what's going on, especially because they are 30 days away from having to choose another president.
Trump now says he feels, quote, perfect, but his doctor has refused to discuss what the president's lung scans show or provide the date of the president's last negative test before his diagnosis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.